and receive the bell. I appreciate him because I look at him, and he's talking about a pillar. Talk about pillars in the church. Yeah. That's what I think about this man.
That's right.
Stalwart. Much knowledge in him, but he don't talk all the time. That's what, you know, no, that's because a lot of times, you know, in other words, he just don't flap his tongue. Okay? So you can appreciate what comes out of this man. And God has invested much in him. You appreciate him like I do. Put your hands together for Reverend. Flex your brother. Pastor. Flex your brother. Let me give the exalted one some praise. His name is Jesus. Come on, lift him up. Glory to his name. Name above every name. Come on and pray. Hallelujah. Now we can get enough food in our belly, but you can never get enough praise in God. Come on and lift him up. Glory to his name. This joy that I have, word it give it to me.
Yeah.
Oh, this joy that I have, word it give it to me. Yeah. This joy that I have, word it give it to me. Word it give it in the world and take it away.
Said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Remember that part right there. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal himself.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Glory to God.
Yeah.
If you want something, you got to be in the right position to get it. And if you're in the right position, it will be revealed unto you. But one thing about Jesus, he had to get us into the right position to know him.
Yeah.
And when we know him, we know the Father.
Amen.
And if you know the Father, you know the Son.
That's right.
And everything that was delivered unto the Son is delivered unto us.
That's right.
His life, everlasting.
Yeah.
Eternal. In the heaven and in the earth.
Yeah.
Come on and give God some praise. He goes on to say in 28, he said, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall have rest in your soul. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Come on and give him some praise. I noticed one thing about Jesus. He said at this time, he said, I thank thee, O Father. Father here means the Almighty. This title belongs to the same God as Creator, but expresses his relationship to all he has created. Thank God I got a relationship with him. Thank God we know him. I don't know about you, if you don't know, listen, we can know him more and more every day.
Amen.
He's not the same when we received our salvation. He's a little better than the salvation that we received when we received it. Because we are no longer there anymore, but we're moving forward in Christ to learn about him so that we can express his image in this world and in this earth. Glory to God. That belongs to him.
That's right.
We own nothing.
That's right.
Glory to God. The word Lord means owner. Expresses the authority and lordship from and pertaining to ownership. We don't own anything in this world. You say, well, I own my car. Well, if you look at the word, the Bible says that all things was created by him, and nothing that was created was not created by him, and it was for his good will and pleasure. So the car you're driving, God created the product or the material to build that car. So you ought to give him some praise. Glory to God. If you don't think God loved you, then why did you wake up this morning? You said, God, you woke me up, but I'm full of pain. But he woke you up to endure until the end. Glory to God. He said, until the end, the saints shall be saved. He didn't say nothing about the pain. Jesus said, I thank thee.
Yes,
in other words, he said, I openly confess before thee. That's what we got to do. We got to live this life openly.
Yeah.
I don't care how much we are down, how much we are out. We got to live it openly before this world.
Yeah.
And when you live it openly before this world, you're living it openly for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You're expressing that you know him in the power of his salvation and in the power of his might and in the power of his blessing, because he holds all power in his hand. And he just said that Father has delivered everything unto me. And if you know the Son, then you got everything that the Father delivered unto the Son. I got his perfect will. I don't know about you.
That's right.
Everything in that well,
where we have access to.
That's right.
I like that.
That's
right. I don't have to go ask God, let me get into the will.
Okay.
I'm already in the will. We're already in the will.
Yeah.
Glory to God. We just got to become partakers of that will.
Right.
How do you become a partaker?
Right.
It tells you right there.
Come on now.
You can't miss it.
Right. Right.
Unless you keep the book closed.
That's right.
Unless you close up your mind and your heart unto God, you're going to miss the blessings of God. Come on and get God some praise. You got to live openly before God. The other folks that have been in the closet for years, they done came out, they're open. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we got to be open and let people know that we know Jesus. And he's better than what you are thinking or what you know, what you think you are. You are the one he created.
Yeah.
So you got to live open before God. If we don't live open before God, then who gonna know Jesus?
Yeah.
Because it's the Christ that abided in you.
Right.
It's the hope for them that don't know him.
Come on,
give us some praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When you live open, you live in openly before yourself.
That's right.
Oh, that's personal.
Yes, sir.
When you live person, you got to live person to person. I can't tell nobody about Jesus until I get me right.
Until I
study to show myself approved, we find out something to talk about. If I don't study to show myself approved, I ain't got nothing to talk about. But the thing that's already in the world. Jesus said we're in this world because we know him, but we're not a part of this world any longer. Glory to God. We're moving to another country. Hallelujah. It's a fire country. You can't see it, but it's waiting on you. Glory to God. It's waiting on those that persevere. It's waiting on those that endure. It's waiting on those that pray. It's waiting on those that declare Jesus. It's waiting on them that lift him up. It's waiting on them that endure. It's waiting on them that go through the pain. It's waiting on them that take on what Jesus took on. He was smacked. Set up on it, and his back was whipped, glory to God, and he wore a thorn of crown, glory to God, and he went through that pain. Guess what? We got partakers of what he went through, because we got to go through to get to where he is. Come on, give us some praise. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor. We are partakers of his suffering.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at that heart and said, God, I said, I'm talking about the pain I've got and all this stuff. Sometimes I've been over to sit down.
Right.
I can't spring up anymore. But I can use what I got to get up.
Amen.
I still got my feet.
That's right.
And they're not hurt yet.
Okay.
And I can use them to get up.
That's right.
I can't spring up, but I can ease up.
Hallelujah.
I may be knocked down sometimes, but Jesus will give me strength to get up. Why? Because I have the desire, you have the desire to live before him openly.
All right. Okay.
He said, the Father knoweth the Son, and the Son knoweth the Father. All of the problems that we're going through, we're going to go through if you want to get to where Jesus has prepared a place for you.
Yeah, all right.
Remember, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That means that he is already abiding in us and with us. Through all the circumstances and situations that we're going through, we just got to get our focus right.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Every time a pain comes up, what is the first thing that you think of? What you feel. Glory to God. But we ought to be instant in, season, and out of season. And when the pain comes, we ought to turn it over to who can handle it, who can take care of that pain.
Uh-huh.
See, where we already been, Jesus was.
Uh-huh.
He is an eternal God, an immutable one. He who was, is, and is to come. And where we are going, he is.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. So don't worry about the pain.
Yeah.
Give it to who overcame by the power of his blood. And guess what? That blood is covering what we're going through.
Yes, right.
I like that, glory to God. I don't think about, I'm going to die from cancer. I'm going to die from this. I'm going to die from that. Glory to God. That's going to take care of the body. That's meant for the body. It ain't meant for my soul. Glory to God. That's what I got. Right? Glory to God. You got to have your soul, right? And live open before God and let people know that there is a God. There is a place where God rests. And that place is in you on this earth. It is in heaven, glory to God. If the Bible said that his word is ever settled in heaven, just like it is in earth. Come on and give us some praise.
Hallelujah.
Paul said in Romans 15:3, he put it this way. He said, for even Christ, talking about the Messiah, he said, for even Christ pleased not himself, talking about his flesh, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. So don't tell me you ain't going to go through no pain. Don't tell me you ain't going to do some suffering. But you ain't going to suffer like Christ suffered.
No.
Because he suffered for everybody.
Yeah.
He suffered for a name that wasn't even created yet. He suffered for those that didn't know him in the beginning. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah. He died for those in the future. Glory to God. He died for those that are in the grave.
Yeah.
He died for those that are yet living that will lift up his mighty name. That's who he died for. Everything up on this earth, he died for. You don't own anything. God owns everything. He is the owner. Come on and give him some praise.
What's up? What's up?
God sent his son.
Right?
Perfect. Down from heaven to earth. To dwell among us.
Right.
Horizontal.
Yeah.
He came unto us. Gave us his life.
Yes, he did.
Glory to God.
Yes, he did.
In exchange for ours that were dead. Yes. I don't know about you, but I like my food.
Exactly. All right.
You got to love your life.
Yes, sir.
The new one, not the old one. It says love the one and hate the other one. Glory to God. I hate the one and love the other one. You got to love your new life. That new life is in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. There's no other life to be had but his life. Since he's the owner, let me give him my life. He owns it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What Adam did, God can have. Jesus came and took care of it. And let us know and informed us that there is a better way.
Yes.
Like the beginning, a better way. Except for the man changing.
Yes.
Come on and give him some praise. Jesus prayed over and he confessed to the Father. We shall not know the Father unless we know Jesus.
That's right.
You can't jump over the fence and get ahead of anything. You got to come in at the door. The door is Jesus. Remind me of old saying, my father told me one time, he said, you just like Jeff Riley's dog. He said, the gate was open, you jumped the fence. You should have come in at the door. Jesus said, there's no other way but the door.
That's right.
He said, that's the straight way. If you come another way, you a thief and a robber. You just like Jeff Riley's dog. You are crazy. Just like it is, you're crazy. When you look at the world out here today, it's crazy. And the scripture said that evil man and seducer will wipe worse in the earth. So it ain't gonna get no better. Especially they ain't gonna get no better than Jesus. So we might as well go with the best. When you run with the best, you got everything. When you run with the best, you got the healer. When you run with Jesus, you got the joy. When you run with him, you got peace. When you run with him, you're going to go through some long suffering, but you got deliverance. When you You got everything that you have need of. Spiritual, physical, and financially. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah.
Has not promised us the blue skies.
He made the clouds too.
So we're going to see some clouds.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
He didn't promise us joy without some turmoil or temptation.
That's right. That's
he didn't promise us peace without pain.
Come on now.
Glory to God. We always look at the opposite, but we always look at the present. He didn't promise us no long suffering, glory to God, and trials and error without some deliverance. Hallelujah. Now, he didn't say I had to be sick all my life and not be healed. Glory to God, because he's the healer forever. Come and give us some praise. Hallelujah. We just got to focus right. Now, he may not heal you before you leave here. Glory to God. But if you right in your heart, and in your mind, and in your soul. See, that's the part that counts. Because that body that goes to the grave, he's going to renew it, and it's going to raise up a new body, just like he said, glorious in his name and in his image. Come on and give him some praise. That's what we got to look for. We're trying to look in the present, where we are. Guess what? Jesus is here. He didn't say we can have the things that we got. We need the things that we got.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I don't like walking anymore. So I need a car. Glory to God. We need money. Because the world ain't going to accept you if you ain't got none. Glory to God. We need it. We need the doctors and the lawyers. Sometimes we get in trouble. In this world, because we didn't pay attention to Christ, and then again the enemy come against us unknowingly.
Come on, man. All
right.
And we need a lawyer.
Break it down. Break it down, Pastor.
Jesus put it just like this. He said, if you knew the thief was coming, you'd have prepared for him. But we don't know he's coming all the time. We know he's present all the time, but we don't know what that devil's going to do all the time. But I do know this. Great is he that's within you than he that's in the world. So let it come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. You got more power than he can even think of. Glory to God. You got God Almighty, the power of all, the sovereignty, the authority to use his word and rebuke that enemy and bind him up and put him in his place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms. I'm going to close. Psalms 68 and 19. It says, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with
benefits. Right?
Now, when we say that word benefits, y'all thinking about the clothes and all that other stuff, but I'm talking about something better than the clothes and better than the money. Silver and gold, you don't need, like they said at the gate, silver and gold have a number, such as I have, give out to thee, I give it unto you. Glory to God, we don't need it, we need the silver and the gold, but it's something better than that. He said, load us down daily with benefits.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't think God is giving you no benefit, you say, well, God, I woke up this morning, I had the pain. I woke up this morning and I prayed 20 years ago and I still haven't got that blessing. Let me tell you something. If you don't think he loaded you down daily with benefit, then why are you breathing his breath? Quit breathing his breath. Don't drink his water. Don't eat any of his food. Glory to God. Don't go to the store where they got it stored up and contaminated and you got to pray over it. Don't pray over it. You like he don't load you down with benefits? I don't touch nothing unless I pray. God bless this food. That'll be a nourishment to my body and not a hindrance of sickness and disease. Because I don't know what's in it, but God does. You think he don't load you down with benefits? Glory to God. Sometimes you go out, like I go out, sometimes I'll be driving and I go through that light and be green, but then God let me know that I could have had an accident. Somebody could have ran that stoplight. Don't tell me he don't load you down with benefits.
Oh,
the will of the Father. Come on and give us some praise. He didn't say that we got his grace, which is sufficient for us.
Yes.
When you got the grace of God, it's sufficient.
Yes.
And we got, so when we go through our trials, what I'm trying to say, we got grace.
Yes.
Grace is for the trials.
Right.
I don't know about you, I need God. And it ain't always pain. The trials ain't always pain. The trials can be mentally. The trials can be emotional.
Come on.
A trial to play up on your mind.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Let alone your body.
Yes.
See, the old man, he brings everything together, doing a whole bunch of stuff all at one time to turn you around and get your mind off of Jesus, the one that if you need healing, can't heal you. Glory to God, but he can't heal you because you are stumbling block in the way.
All right. My Jesus.
He didn't promise us that we wouldn't have that rain.
Right.
Glory to God. You're going to have some rain.
That's right.
People always complain about the season. Leave the season alone.
I know that's right.
Are they in the right place, doing the right thing, what they're supposed to do? It's going to snow sometimes. It's going to rain sometimes. What God did promise is that he'll be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. He did promise us this one thing. Glory to God. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Glory to God. He promised this one thing. He said, I'll be a very present help in the time of your trouble. Come on and give God some praise. That's what God promised us. He said, he promised us, he said, I'll be your deliverer. I'll be your high tower, a place that you can run to and be safe. That's what God promised. But you got to go in there to find out about those promises, because they are not a secret thing unless you make it secret. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Joy.
Yes.
We think we're supposed to have just joy.
Right.
And no sorrow.
Right.
Sadly mistaken.
Amen.
Jesus said, come unto me, all you that are labored.
Yeah.
He's not talking about that's your sin, but he's talking about service.
Yes.
We need to serve him. How can you get delivered if you don't serve Christ?
Right.
Glory to God. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. He's not talking about being guilty of what you're doing, but he's talking about the labor that you're going to give unto him so that he can show you the way and deliver you and bring you out of this stuff. Glory to God. I said this a long time ago, I think Pastor Gardner said it too, that when you come out of one tribe, guess what? You're going to go into another one.
Yeah.
Right.
That's part of the endurance.
Yeah.
And you went out of the last tribe, how? By the grace of God.
Yeah.
Guess how you're going to get out of the present one?
By the grace of God.
By the grace of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's how you're going to get out, Pastor.
My Jesus.
Yes.
Holy Ghost.
Glory to your
name. Coach.
Yes.
Sir.
See, we have this undying love. We have his undying grace.
Yes.
His mercy. Glory to God. That endured forever. So that's why we can endure.
Yes,
the mercy and grace endured forever. Help us to endure. It helps us to keep loving one another. It helps us to keep comforting one another. Glory to God. It starts personally and it ends up corporately. Glory to God. Because God born a family. He wants more than one. He created more than one. Glory to God. And he wants more than one. But he ain't going to get all he's going to create. Glory to God. Because something's going to go with the old man and many with the new man. But you got to be among that number. That's with the new man. That's in Christ Jesus. So when Jesus comes back for the body, you'll be in that body. You'll be in that one man. You'll be in that new man. But you got to start out personally first and join into the body. Come on and give us a praise.
Yeah.
God is good.
Yes.
He said, my yoke is easy. So take it up on it.
All right.
Just like yoking a pair of oxen in the old days, we didn't have oxen. We had mules.
Right.
But we had what they call bridles and harnesses, which represent the same thing as yoke.
Okay.
And what a yoke is that you put it around the ox's neck, and it, and it's a one-piece thing, but it's got two places for the go around the ox's neck. So anyway, you place one side over here on this ox, and one on this ox, and it's got a connected part all the way across. Right. Why? That keeps the oxes in line, right, so that they don't wander off course or get off from where they're supposed to be going.
All right.
Glory to God. Same way with the mules.
Yeah.
Keep them together. And the only way you make them turn is you, when I used to plow that mule, and you want them to go right, you tap on it with tap on this mule over here with the right lines.
Yeah.
And it let him know to turn right, and the other one got to follow him because they are connected.
Yeah.
Glory to God. We are connected with Jesus. And if we want to make it, we got to follow him. We are yoked up with him.
Yes.
Glory to God. That doesn't mean that we won't wander from the path.
Yeah.
You say, well, if I get off the path, say, am I taking Jesus with me? You better be leading. You better be taking him with you. Glory to God. He goes because of his undying love. So that he can bring you back on course. I stay yoked up with Jesus. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. He said, my yoke is easy.
Yes.
Why is it easy? Glory to God. Because God gives us strength to go through the trial.
Yes.
He gives us strength
to
hear him. He gives us strength, glory to God, to keep on keeping on. I don't care what the storm cloud looked like. Jesus quieted the storm. He walked up on the water. He did all of the things. He did miracles here in these cities, glory to God, and they didn't believe him. They rejected him, glory to God. They hated him and his people, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you that we are in a new era now, glory to God. It's the same like it was in the old days. The evil is still there. The evil is here today. The evil will be there tomorrow. The sickness will back then, and they didn't have any doctors. The sickness was here, and the sickness is going to go on, glory to God. But guess who's going to be there that we are yoked up with, and that's Jesus, glory to God. So I don't care what comes hell or high water, they yoked up with Jesus. Come on and give me some praise. Hallelujah. He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
Yes,
sir.
Yes. His burden is light.
Yes.
That's what makes it good for you and I.
Right.
See, a lot of people don't believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
Say that. They wanna believe, like Pastor Keith was saying, in a magician. And the ones that get in trouble that don't know him, they always run to the ones that know him to pray for him.
Right.
And those are the God's people. Those are the people that will be reviled against and talked about and cursed out.
Yes.
But once they get in trouble, they come running to the one that they cursed out.
Right.
And they expect God to bring them out.
Right.
But God is not obligated to bring them out.
That's right.
Now, he did say this about the family. He said, if there be one in the house,
that
he'll save the whole household.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know what he did with Job, a bunch, glory to God. But he took care of all them before salvation. But that's why Jesus died for them when he came. Glory to God. Come on and give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Now, yo. It's light.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's easily entreated.
Yeah, all right.
Glory to God. Everyone stand.
Well, all right. The preacher's ready.
Yes,
sir. Hallelujah.
Stay yoked up with Jesus.
Yes.
Man.
He's your friend.
Yeah.
In the time of need.
All right.
God, take your needs first. And if our hearts is right, he said, they that delight themselves in God, he had given them desires of their heart. But you got to want Jesus first before you can get the desires. Hallelujah. You can't go to heaven on the desires. Glory to God. Adam desired a thing. Guess what he's doing? You don't know, look around. It's doing. But the one that we can't see, it's present.
Yes.
And he's doing. He's working in the land.
Yes.
need prayer, preacher. Come on down quickly. Stand across the front.